How do you say no after you've already said yes? Hi, welcome to another episode of Business Mindset Mastery. My name is Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and performance coach over at choosetohaveitall.com, where I work with online business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. And today, our listener has a very sticky situation that she needs my help getting out of, so let's just dive right in. Heather, I need your help getting out of a sticky situation. See, I told you. My friend and I started a business 3 years ago. We were both stay-at-home moms wanting to make some side income. We've been designing websites for bloggers. She does the tech and I do the design. The business is successful, Heather. It's doing really good. We've raised our rates 3 times this year alone. You might be wondering what the problem is. Well, the problem is that she's good with the level of success we've reached. We're close to tripling the income goals we set for ourselves when we were daydreaming at my kitchen table about this. She doesn't want to grow anymore, and I want to see where this thing can take us. Every time a new job comes in, I want to jump at it, and she just sighs heavily. We've hired some people to help us out and ease the burden, but admittedly, this is a lot of work. This is messy. She's my best friend, our husbands are best friends, and our kids are practically brothers and sisters with each other. I love her, and I'm so proud of what we've done, but I'm resenting her now. I'm ready to put my kids in daycare and really give this thing a go, and she wants to pull back. We keep saying we have to talk about it, but we also keep putting it off. How do we figure this out? I think the good news here is that you both know you need to have a conversation. Both of you know that you're not happy in the current situation and you have to find yourself, you have to find your way out. The good news is you're starting on the same page, and I'll help you get to the other side. Stay tuned. So yes, definitely focus that you're starting this conversation on the same page. You're both recognizing that the difference in your goals at this point is a problem for the two of you. It doesn't feel right for either of you. And that's why you have to work for a solution. I think what happens when people start to see the pending differences is they see it like pending doom, like the gray cloud over your head. And you go into like this worst case scenario, black or white mentality. And you both start to imagine that it's all going to go to hell in a handcart, that the two of you are never going to speak again, that your husbands are going to be upset with you for creating tension, and you're going to have to deal with all of these problems, and so on and so on and so on. Stop the madness and take a breath and focus on what you know. Two best friends built a successful business. Two friends who really love each other want what's best for each other. They just don't want to compromise themselves in the process. You have a lot going for you. And when you start to have the conversation, before you go immediately into problem solving, I think it would be really important that the two of you take some time to truly listen to one another, where each person is at and what each person wants. You're imagining that your friend just wants to stay still. Your friend may just want out. Your friend may only want to do a certain part of the job and not do others. You're imagining that she doesn't want to accept any other job coming forward. You have all these stories you're attaching to her and all these goals you're applying to her rather than asking her. So what I would do is get really clear and say to her what you want her to think. I love you. I care about you. Our families are important to one another. It's important to me that we find a solution that works for both of us. I recognize that we're going to have to compromise. I recognize that this is going to be uncomfortable, but I believe in us to do this. We've solved so many problems for this business before. We've worked through so many disagreements to get us to this point. I know we can come up to a solution that honors our business arrangement and our friendship. I want to start by asking you how you're thinking and feeling and where you're currently at, and if I had a crystal ball, what the perfect answer would be. And listen with an open heart and an open mind. Don't assume that anything she says or does is something you're immediately going to have to do in order to solve the problem. Just listen to how she's been feeling, listen to what she's been thinking, and listen to what she wants and her solutions for what she thinks should happen next. And then, before you take your turn to reply, reply back to her with your understanding of what she's just said. I've just listened to you. I heard that you're feeling X, Y, and Z. You've been thinking about A, B, and C. And if this worked out in a way that was ideal for you, you would want F, G, and H to happen. Do I have that right? Before you go forward, make sure you really understand where she's coming from. And then I want you to say, are you ready to listen to me and have me take my turn? And get a yes from her before you move forward. And then take your turn. Be really clear with how you've been feeling, what you've been thinking, and what you'd like to have happen next. Be careful about editing yourself and your story. It's real easy and tempting to play it safe, to not say everything you mean, not say everything you think, and not say everything you feel, because you're afraid of creating a conflict and you're afraid of creating a divide or of starting a war. But if you're not honest at the beginning about how you've been thinking and feeling and what you want to have happen next, then when you get into that negotiation pace, when you like start to go back and forth on what you think and what you want and what you need, you've set both of yourselves up for failure. You can't control whether or not she does that. You can ask her not to, and you can say, hey, listen, I know you might be thinking and feeling things that you're worried are going to upset me, but we have to be honest, and we have to trust that we love each other and that we have each other's best interests at heart. But you can't control whether or not she does that. You can only control whether or not you do that. And I strongly, strongly encourage you to take your turn. To show up and say, this is where I'm at, this is what I want, and this is what I'm daring to dream. And then ask her if she understands, and invite her to tell you in return what she imagines and has heard that you've been thinking and feeling. And make sure you both know where the other person is at before you go forward. And then I want the two of you to come together. First of all, probably a good idea to share this episode with her if you're okay with if you're okay with including her in the idea that you've asked me for help. But brainstorm together as if this were any other business problem that you have solved. My story about the two of you together is you have brainstormed tons of solutions for other people. You just can't get out of your way right now because it's about you and it's about your relationship and it's about your business and it's about your families and it's about your dreams, and everything is becoming quite the cluster. But if you just tune into your business selves and brainstorm this like bosses, see what your options are. Does she want you to buy her out of the company? Does she just want to be a consultant or a project manager for the tech, and she wants to hire other web designers or people who can do her tech part that she simply supervises? Do you want to be the executive running the business and in charge of everything? Do you want to be equal partners? What's the financial split going to be? If you put everything up on the wall and then you see what sticks, I think you'll start to find a way to come to a solution that makes sense. And I would stick with it. I would stick it out during the uncomfortable parts, during the scary parts. Obviously, be careful of language with one another. Don't disrespect one another. Anytime you're at a conflict point, really do that listening exercise. And before you jump to conclusions, make sure you understand what the other person is thinking and feeling before you just impulsively react. Work really hard not to interrupt your partner and get crystal clear on what they're meaning and what they're saying. But But try to stick it out through the uncomfortable parts. It's tempting as soon as you disagree to be like, well, I guess we can't do business anymore. I guess we're just closing the whole thing down. Or I guess like I'm just going to have to like do this business with you and then do my own design business on the side or et cetera, et cetera. It's easy to huff and puff and want to blow the whole thing down when these conversations get hard. But if you make a promise to one another to do this with openness, to do this with love, and to do this with respect, I think you can get to an ending that works out well for both of you. Right now, you're just imagining the worst case scenario. Start to talk about it so you can see what you're actually dealing with. Once you've thrown up all the ideas, see what sticks. Start to prioritize the things you want the most, the solution you gravitate more to, and ask her to do the same. And then start to play what if we, and start to tune in first to what does it make you think as individuals and what does it make you feel. Recognize that you might need a third party to help you see this. You might need a neutral third party, somebody who has both your interests at heart to help you, you know, mediate this a little bit. But my guess is two people who are this close and who have worked together this well, and the only disagreement that you have is how successful you want to be. I have a lot of faith in the two of you that you can figure this one out. But if you get stuck, take a moment to pause, take a moment to breathe, go back to it, make sure you have clear understandings on what you're thinking and feeling yourself and what your partner is thinking and feeling. And as soon as there's a discrepancy, clear it up as fast and as quickly as possible. And then look at where you land. What starts to feel right? What starts to feel really badly? Eliminate the options that really don't seem to work for either of you and see if you can go back to the drawing board and find a solution. But my story is when you lead with love and respect, when you lead with openness and transparent communication, you're far more likely to get to the destination. But don't go assuming the worst case scenario and imagining you're going to be at war and the two of you are never going to be friends anymore and you're never going to do holidays and you're never going to have the barbecues and you're never going to have your kids' sleepovers, et cetera, et cetera. Because all of that imaginary thinking is getting in the way of business. And when it comes down to this is a business and the two of you do business well together. So approach it like a business decision, get together, remind one another how important this is to each of you, lead with that, and I have faith that you'll get to where you want to go. Thanks so much for joining me today. I certainly hope that helps. If you want my 2 cents on your question, certainly send it over to me at heather@choosetohaveitall.com or join my Facebook group of the same name. Thanks for joining me today. I'm going to be taking a couple of days off from the show, and I will be talking to you next week. Those of you listening to me in real time, have a bit of a break. It gives the rest of you time to catch up. And if you're catching up with me, you know, months down the line, then you're not even going to notice a difference. But those of you listening to me in real time, we'll hear back from me on Monday. Thanks so much and have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.